What is the redeeming quality of life? What is the redeeming quality for any one of us in our living experience? What is the redeeming quality for each of us as we go through our life experience and as we are thinking our thoughts? This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What are the redeeming qualities of anything that we do in life? We go through a lot of experiences in life. We have a lot of opportunities in life to think beautiful thoughts and do beautiful things and act in a very positive, wonderful way. But what are the redeeming qualities of the things that we do? Now, for instance, what is the redeeming quality of eating a piece of cake? Now, you say to yourself, what a silly thing to say. Redeeming quality for eating a piece of cake? Yes, what is the redeeming quality of eating a piece of cake? Well, the redeeming quality all depends, of course, upon when and where you're eating that piece of cake. If you're sitting down to dinner in the evening, and finishing off a wonderful dinner, you have a lovely piece of cake. What does that cake symbolize? Does that cake symbolize a wonderful piece of satisfying, delicious sweet? Does that cake symbolize the idea that we are sitting here as a group or a family and enjoying a meal together, and this is the finishing touches of the meal, the last moment of goodness that we share together in the meal? We drink it with our glass of milk or our glass of water or our cup of tea or coffee or whatever it is that we choose to share. And what is the redeeming quality of eating the piece of cake? Well, it's not the cake itself. It's the symbol that the cake stands for. If we need to have a big piece of cake because, oh, it is so good, or if we want a tiny piece of cake because there's so many calories in there, or if we want a piece of cake that is just filled with wonderful creams on top of it and we squirt stuff on it and so forth to make it all the more delicious and add a sauce to it even, yes, oh, we can do all sorts of things. But the redeeming quality of a piece of cake is that it says we have just had a wonderful, joyful, happy meal together. And maybe with just ourselves, but it's together. We just enjoyed this wonderful meal. And enjoying this meal, the cake says, oh, yes. This will just sweeten it off just a little bit, make it all the more delicious. But if we feel that the cake itself is what we're going after, then we're missing the point. If we think it's got to be a special chocolate cake, which I dearly love, or whether it's got to be a cream-filled cake, or it's got to be a upside-down cake, or what kind of cake it is, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the love that we are sharing, or I am sharing, with myself and with those with whom I'm eating this cake. That's the real beautiful thing. What sort of love am I sharing? What sort of joy am I sharing? Am I so enamored with that piece of cake, I eat that cake, gobble, 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 and I don't even notice anyone else at the table? Or do I take little pieces of it and eat it and delight in it? Its taste in my mouth, and look around at everyone else and smile at them and say, oh, that is certainly delicious. It is so nice to be in your company. It's so nice to share with you. It's so good to do this. What is the redeeming quality of a piece of cake? All depends on what we allow it to be. If we're going to gobble it down, its redeeming quality might be it satisfies us. If we're going to eat it just little by little and share conversation with our loved ones or ourselves, then it has the value of being a piece of love. If we're going to wonder how it was made and know the technicalities of the piece of cake, then we're into that intellectual aspect of it. Actually, a piece of cake should be an opportunity of just sort of, this is the finishing touch. This is the coup de grace. This is the joy of all, the magic moment, the moment of the dessert. The moment of the dessert being prepared. In many fancy restaurants, they prepare desserts with such flair and such extravagance of attitude and feeling that they make you feel that it is so great, you just gotta have a piece of that wonderful cake, that wonderful dessert. And our life can be like this. Our life can be a piece of cake. Our life can be a moment in which we are sharing that happiness, that joy, that peace, that harmony. Our life could be that moment in which everything falls into place. And we look at all that has happened during the day or during the meal or during our sharing time. And we say, it is good and very good. If we push the cake away and say, I don't want any cake, we are saying we don't want to complete the meal. We don't have to eat the whole cake, but take a bite of it, or pretend to take a bite of it, just to join in the symbol of it. Because the redeeming quality of a piece of cake is the symbol that is shared. It's not, in fact, whether it's many cookies or many cakes or many of this or many of that, but what it is a matter of a symbol. If we can restrain ourselves from indulging in things that are more than what we choose to have, we are truly being masters. And very few of us have the ability to restrain ourselves, because when it's there, we like to eat it. When it's there, we like to share it. But when we're having a piece of cake at the end of a meal, it should be the moment where we all look at each other and smile as we're eating it. We lift up our eyes from the cake, not so much looking at the cake, but looking at the world around us and saying, yes, yes, it is good and very good. How about you? Is this how you look at your piece of cake? Is this how you look at your life? Well, it's certainly how I look at my life and how I value my life. Interesting. Life is a piece of cake, isn't it? What redeeming quality is there from eating a piece of cake? Well, if we're alert and awake and aware, it's wonderful. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.